Hello, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode number 2. Just to recap, last episode we talked about the subconscious mind, everything to do with your brain and your thoughts and how your thoughts directly affect your life. So today I thought we would talk about confidence. I was requested by somebody to talk about how to become more confident. I just want to say I am a work in progress, and I'm not fully comfortable with myself yet. I feel like we all work on that every day. We all grow every day, but there are things you can do to become more confident. I think over the past year or so, I've gained a lot more confidence, and I want to share how I did that with you guys. If this can help somebody out there, I want to do that. So the first thing I recommend doing is listing out all of your insecurities on a piece of paper, and then write the opposite of them and read that every morning and night. So for example, let's say I'm insecure about, let's say I think I'm ugly, okay? So I would write that down. I say I think I'm ugly, okay? And then I want to write the opposite of that, which would be, I am beautiful inside and out, and I love every part of myself. See how that kind of counteracts that belief you have of yourself? And once you do this, read that positive affirmation in the morning and at night when your subconscious mind is most active. Therefore, it will start to become a part of your belief system, and you will start to believe that you are a beautiful person because you are. Okay? Beauty is only skin deep. The better you treat people and the better your personality is, the more beautiful you seem to people. Okay? Looks are not everything. If somebody really loves you, they won't care what you look like. Second thing, you probably hear this a lot, but fake it until you make it, because this is why this works. Nobody's going to believe you're confident if you don't already believe it within yourself. Okay, if you look at all the people, the popular creators on TikTok, the ones who always look super confident, I just thought of Sienna Mae Gomez. I don't know if you know her, but she seems very confident, right? And that's because she acts like she's confident, right? So you got to start channeling the inner confident you in there. I know it's in there. Bring her out, bring him out, and become that confident person. Be confident in what you say. Be confident in what you wear. Be confident in what you like doing. The third thing is to embarrass yourself and put yourself out there. Couple ways you can do that. Start posting content. Most of the time, I say the average thing to do is to consume content. Be unique. Start posting more content than you consume. Post about things that you enjoy doing. For example, if you like reading books, start posting about that. For example, I love self-improvement and reading books and learning about the stock market. So that's what I've started posting about, and by doing that, I've met new people, and I've started gaining a following, and I have goals I'm working towards because of that, and that is because I put myself out there. And yeah, some of the things I might say might be embarrassing, but it just builds character, and it builds your confidence, and you think, wow, I really can do this. Wow, people do like what I have to say. People do resonate with what I think and what I do. But if I never put myself out there, none of these things would have happened. So I'm encouraging you, if you get anything out of this little episode, start putting yourself out there in the best way you can do that, especially during such a internet time, if you know what I mean. We're all on our screens. Start putting yourself out there right now. Post what you want. As long as it's positive, people are going to start, they're going to see what you have to hear, and they might resonate with that. You might make a new friend, and you gain confidence as you do that. The fourth thing is to learn as much as you can, and to read. Read self-help books. Watch YouTube videos about how to be confident. Watch YouTube videos about how to be a good social person. The more you know, and the more shaped your mindset is to be a confident person, the more confident you're going to appear. There is a book, let me grab it one second. Okay, but this is one of the good books that I recommend. It's by Dale Carnegie. He wrote the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. That book was absolutely amazing. Some of the main principles I took out of that is use people's names when you talk to them, smile when you talk to them, and remember what they have to say. So, but the more you know about how to be confident, the more confident you're going to appear. So I definitely recommend, also this is another good one, The Quick and Easy Way to Effective Speaking by Dale Carnegie. And the one I just mentioned, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. You can find these books on my website that I have in my TikTok bio. If you want to check them out, I definitely recommend. Okay, this is the fifth one, yep. Cut off people who are toxic in your life or anybody who makes you feel less of a person. If you're around somebody and they're always, you always feel like your energy is just drained after hanging out with them, they are most likely not the person for you. Your energy is very valuable. Your time is very valuable. Be careful who you spend your time with, and be careful who you give your energy to, because that directly affects how you see yourself, okay? If you're always surrounding yourself with insecure people and people who have a really low vibration, which means they feel sad most of the time, you're going to start to become that, because you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with the most. There was this quote in the book, Think and Grow Rich. Here, let me pull it up. It was really inspirational. Here we go. Okay. When men first come into contact with crime, they abhor it. If they remain in contact with crime for a time, they become accustomed to it and they endure it. If they remain in contact with crime long enough, they finally embrace it and become influenced by it. If you are surrounding yourself with people who are insecure, you are going to become used to it and accustomed to it, and you're going to think it's normal, and you're going to start acting like that. So surround yourself with people who make you feel good. People who instill more confidence in yourself. People who support your future, and people who encourage you to do things that are positive for your future, for your happiness, for your health, for your mental health. Surround yourself with as much good vibes as you can, and you will feel that. You will definitely feel that, and your confidence will start to shine. You will start to shine because of that. Okay, what is the next one? Spending time alone. Okay, number 6 or 7, I think. Spending time alone sounds scary, right? Because you're just alone, just you and your thoughts. And it can be scary, but I think the more time you spend alone, the more you get to know yourself, because you don't have all these opinions being thrown at you all the time. When you're scrolling on social media all day, you are being influenced by all these posts and all these people and all of these advertisements, and it's directly affecting your confidence level, because you're subconsciously comparing yourself to people. That's why it's important to spend time alone and compare yourself to yourself. I read this quote, it's really amazing. It's actually right in front of me. I have like a list of affirmations on my wall. Where is it? Okay, there it is. I only compare myself to the person I was yesterday because I'm on my own journey. The more you start telling yourself that you only compare yourself to the person you are yesterday, the more you're going to start to only compare yourself to the person you were yesterday, which is very important, because we are all on different timelines. We all are completely different. Just like how every sunset is different every night, we are all different because we had different experiences. We have different beliefs about ourselves. We live in different areas. We live in different environments. We are surrounded by different people. So that's why it's important to spend time alone, to get to know yourself and get confident in who you are before you surround yourself with other people. That's why it's important to spend time alone, to get to know yourself and learn and educate yourself, and you gain confidence by doing that. All right, so the eighth one, number eight, is to stop putting so much pressure on yourself to be perfect. First of all, what even is perfect? I've never met a single person who was perfect. We are all, this is really cheesy, but it's so true, we're perfectly imperfect, right? You may have insecurities or things you don't like about yourself, but to another person, you might be the most beautiful person in the world, okay? If we all have things that we don't like about ourselves, for example, I used to not like how my ears stick out a little bit, but I've gotten used to that, and I love myself because of that, because it makes me unique, right? And it reminds me that I'm not perfect, I'm a work in progress, right? So whenever you're feeling anxious, tell yourself, nobody is perfect. I'm doing my best. I'm being the best version of myself I can, and I'm learning as I go. I'm not perfect right now, but I'm getting better, and that's all that matters. That is all that matters. Okay, the eighth or ninth thing is to have a comfort zone stretch every day. I want to give you some examples of things you can do. Okay, wake up early, sleep on the floor, do a cold shower, read an hour a day. Why not, right? Go for a run, do a workout you've never done before, talk to a new person, reach out to somebody on social media and say, hey, you really inspire me. Maybe you'll make a new friend. What else can you do? Go for a walk and take cool pictures. Ooh, put on a fun outfit, do your hair fun, and go and have a photo shoot by yourself, because why not? That's fun. Go for a drive and listen to music. Do things that make you feel uncomfortable. Maybe make a podcast, maybe post content, maybe make a YouTube channel. Do something that you've been putting off because you're scared to do it. Okay, when you look back on, okay, I'm gonna get really deep here, but when you look back at your life on your deathbed, you're not going to remember the days. You're not going to remember when you were comfortable, when you were really comfortable where you were in life. You're going to remember those moments that were scary and that you had high emotion, you were vibrating really high. You're going to remember those. So I say, try to make as many of those moments as you can before it's too late. Have a comfort zone stretch every day. Do something that scares you every day, and you will grow. Because, okay, I'm going to give you a little example here. So, I've started waking up earlier, and I'm getting a little bit less sleep. But if I were to do that last year, I would have thought, wow, like, I feel so tired, I'm not getting any sleep. But now, since I'm actually getting less sleep, but it feels like I'm getting more, I have more tolerance for pain. Your pain tolerance grows when you push yourself outside your comfort zone. You also grow as a person. You gain more character the more you push your comfort zone. Comfort zone can kill you. I'm going to give an example. Let's say you get a comfortable job and you stay in a comfortable town and you pass, right? You were comfortable your whole life, but you never really lived. And to me, that just feels really sad, and I just don't want that to happen. So that's why I say get out of your comfort zone as much as possible and do things that scare you and do things that excite you. I know there's a pandemic going on right now, so please be safe, but just start putting yourself out there more and you will reap the benefits. I promise that. Okay, this is the last one. It's to keep a jar of happy moments and be grateful for the little things. I think I talked about this in the last episode, practicing gratitude. An easy way to do this is to write down 5 things you're grateful for in the morning and 5 things you're grateful for at night. This can be your family, this can be if you have a roof over your head, if you ate a meal that day, if the weather was beautiful, if you have clean water to drink. These are all very simple things that most people overlook, but once you start appreciating these things, man, it feels good. It feels really good to feel abundant. I feel grateful just sitting here on this chair in my room. You know, I have a laptop to film off of. I'm grateful for that. Start noticing the good in your life, and you will start attracting more of that. And the way to do that, you can grab a jar And every night, write down something that you did that day. Maybe some comfort zone stretch you did that day, or a memorable moment from the day. And write that down on a little piece of paper and put it in that jar. And that'll start rewiring your mind to point out things that were good that happened to you that day. So I hope this helped you in some way. This is the end of the episode. Let me know if you want me to talk about anything else. I really enjoy making these. It's a lot of fun. You can DM me on Instagram if you want to do an episode. I think I'm going to do a couple episodes with some friends I've been making. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe and rate and review the podcast below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope this helped you in some way. And remember to always be growing, always be experiencing, be grateful for the things you have, and just enjoy your time while you're on this earth. Peace out.